What's up, everybody? This is Zach. I'm coming to you with breaking news. Apparently, there is a major cell phone outage across the country affecting all major carriers, Verizon, AT&T. I think even some of the, actually anyone that's connected to that. So any of those small, like T-Mobile, I guess not small, it's a huge organization, but T-Mobile, anyone that also uses other networks, just significant impacts. SOS still works on your, if you have a newer iPhone. Landlines appear to work, which is great if you are in an environment where there's a landline. I don't have a landline in my house right now. So fortunately, my area appears to be limited in impact. We currently still have cell service here. But good reminder, come up with a PACE plan. You know, if you don't have a PACE comm plan, it is something that you should have. We rely on communications, right? Especially as emergency managers, but just in life, we are constantly connected. And when people are disconnected, that's when things go south very quickly. So PACE, primary, alternate, contingency, emergency. Primary for me is my cell phone, right? So it might be cell phone, might be what other sort of like, you know, a VoIP phone. I don't believe VoIP is affected. In some cases, you have to remember that your landline may be backhauled by a cell network for some folks that work in like remote areas or people who want a landline in their house but don't have the wires run. It still may have a cell that basically your landline connects to. So that's your primary, right? So whatever you use on your day-to-day basis. Alternate, you know, what is it that you go to when your phone isn't working? So that might be just a landline. Again, if you know, a lot of people work with their cell phones as their primary contact. And then if they need to, they've got a desk phone. You know, I worked at a couple companies where I had a desk phone. I never used it. Like, honestly, when people called, I was always like, well, I didn't even know this thing worked. Might also be Wi-Fi, right? Like, so you can do phone over Wi-Fi, you can do VoIP. So if you have WhatsApp, Signal, you know, systems like that where you can talk to other people, but you can't get to 911 from those. You could, you know, your smart devices in some cases, you might be able to call for help from that. But at least for communicating with your fellow responders, do you have the ability, do people know, hey, if this isn't working, where do we roll over to? Contingency, that is like, okay, now we're dusting stuff off. We're taking things from the back room we haven't used in a while. It might be a sat phone if you have one. It might be radios. You know, if you're maybe not used to, hey, in an emergency, I'm going to pick up my radio and call out and let people know what's going on. Or maybe call for help from a radio. If you have the channel to your dispatch, you know, maybe just monitor that. And then emergency. Everything has essentially failed at this point. What do you do? Runners, it might just be that you kind of hunker down, that you have a plan where if there is an emergency, you're literally physically sending someone to the fire department, ambulance bays, police stations, dispatch centers, whatever it is. If you're an emergency manager and you have the option, maybe you just go work at your dispatch center so you don't have to figure out what you're going to do, you know, or open up the EOC and make sure that you've got, you know, test your lines of communication.
We'll be right back after this quick break for ads.
The L3Harris Extreme 400P radio solves problems and is specifically designed for emergency services. How do we know? We field tested it with medical, urban search and rescue, and collapsed and confined structures. This radio is amazingly tough. Check out the L3Harris Extreme 400P radio at L3Harris.com right now.
If you served in the military, you've probably worn Proper Apparel. Proper Apparel is now reaching out to first responders and those who love the outdoors. Check out Proper Apparel from the outdoors to the EOC, wear proper.
How do you spell Doberman Emergency Management? EOP, OEP, HVA, HMP, Thyra, TTX, Drone, PDA.
Whenever you need an expert, Doberman Emergency Management field experts are there for support. Contact an expert at DobermanEMG.com today.
So, hopefully this isn't a huge impact. There is some speculation that this may have been caused by the solar event that occurred last night. It is February 22nd. There was a pretty significant solar flare last evening that may or may not have a have been caused by it. I'm not sure, but it's definitely something that could do that. And I'm just going to take a real quick look and see if there is. There's nothing that I saw officially, officially. But there was a X-class solar flare, and the speculation was that it was pointed pretty directly towards Earth, the CME, which is basically the blast of solar stuff. X-class is the doozy. That's about as big as it gets. So we could see more of this. We are entering an active time in the solar cycle. And in some cases, that creates more solar storms, which of course impacts, anything that is receiving, any sort of radiation, like a radio transmitter receives radiation. So, you know, it can be impacted. Satellites, you know, GPS communications, you know, a lot of folks, rely on, you don't realize what is run on satellites, your financial systems, your communication systems. So is this something, the end of the world on the way? Probably not from the solar flare, more likely the weather. It's in Vermont. We have not had a below zero day so far this year. So that's, to me, more concerning. But definitely keep an eye out on this. Think about your pace plans. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is because we're all planning for a major event, or not all of us, but anyone who's in the path of totality for the upcoming eclipse should be thinking comm plans, right? Like as you're doing your event planning, you know, our little community is expected to basically triple in population. We're not really built for tripling in the population. We're a small town. So it's going to be a very significant, we are directly in the path of totality. And so we're expecting thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of visitors. So pace plans, that's the biggest issue. When you have a huge increase in population in an area, most of your infrastructure is not sort of built to absorb that. Communication infrastructure, in particular. It's certainly better than it used to be. Modern cell networks have a lot of ability to adjust the bandwidth in and out, but it's not out of the question that you could overwhelm the system if something significant were to happen. The other thing to think about with an event like this is, are you sending messages out? How are you communicating? You know, your internet is still working, in theory, unless you're accessing your internet from, you know, LTE, then you should still have access to the internet. So as PIOs, should probably think about sending out some messages ahead of time or during the incident, like, hey, communications are down. Here's how to call 911. You know, for folks who don't have a landline, calling 911 right now is sketchy, right? You may not be able to. So how are you as a emergency manager going to help your community get help in the event of an emergency? What are the alternate plans? Do you have them? If you don't, this should be a good reminder that you need to have something. You can build this pretty fast, right? You might have a alternative number. You might set up, I mean, like literally a physical, you know, mustering point, rally point, where if the situation is bad enough, you kind of put someone where, hey, if you need help, we've got, you know, police officers spread out through the city or fire department, you can flag them down. That's like, we're talking apocalypse level disaster, but that's the reality. Anyone who's worked like a type one knows that there's definitely periods of time where you don't have communications in the field. So you have to come up with ways to get around that. But we should have some capacity for that. If you don't, this is a good time to go to your boss and be like, hey, do you think maybe we can spend some money and buy some equipment that might help fix this? But if you have a mass notification system, you should at least be sending out a heads up. This is what we're experiencing. This is what we need you to do. And here's when we're expecting it to end, or stand by. We'll have more information as we get it. And then continue to update folks regularly so that they're comfortable. They know, okay, this is being dealt with And then once you're all clear, make sure to send out that message that says, hey, phone lines are back up. You know, you can go back to status, your regular status, and everything's running as normal. So again, the reason this, you know, just clicked in my head is, you know, a lot of communities are in the process of planning for major influx of, you know, tourists and visitors. And it's a good time to make sure what happens with all these folks if your communication structure fails. And I don't know, maybe I am a pessimist, but I feel like if it's going to fail, it's going to fail at the worst possible time. And if you can imagine losing your entire communications infrastructure during a solar eclipse, people are going to freak out. That's like a conspiracy theory come to life. That is something that will, even the most like stable people, like, I don't know, man, this seems kind of weird. So think about that stuff ahead of time, have your plans in place to, you know, do your messaging. This is not just because of the solar eclipse. You should have this all the time, but, so much of our infrastructure is out of our hands, right? The stuff that is in our realm, you know, might be internal phone systems. So if you got a VoIP system that's run through like your whole community, a lot of times, even if you lose the external access, you could still potentially call agency to agency. You know, you can intercom. There's ways to sort of set that up so that you have a backup. You should have radios. If you're an emergency manager and you don't have access to your community's radio network, make sure you ask for it. I know that there are folks who, you know, there's agencies that are like, they won't give me a radio. They won't let me use the radio. This is a perfect example as to why you have to be on your public safety communications network. And then, like I said, your PIOs and your outreach folks, dispatch centers, have a way to send out messages quickly saying, you know, here's what's happening. The other thing I highly recommend that you include it is that you say, don't test 911, right? Like, if you need to call 911, call 911, but don't see if your phone is working by calling 911. Call somebody else's number. If the phone is able to call someone else, more than likely you'll be able to call 911. The issue in this case is not the 911 centers, it's the cell network. And you know, we're definitely in the midst of this right now. It's Verizon, AT&T, US Cellular, all these major systems are down. And you know, it's just, it's, these are things that you have to deal with. So, other stuff to consider, you know, while we're thinking about, the major, crisis where, I guess it's not really a major, well, actually it could be a major crisis. I'm very lucky. I have my cell phone right now. I did send out messaging to all of my partners. So I do volunteer emergency management. I'm still connected to a bunch of public safety agencies from previous lives. I gave them a heads up because I'm not sure if everyone's aware of it, but, you know, when you're doing your planning for the eclipse event, you know, how are you going to move people around, right? Like if people panic, they tend to want to like get out and go do something. Like they don't want to be stuck somewhere. So your transportation plans, your mass casualty plans, you should have plans for how you're going to move apparatus and trucks and everything else in and out of the area if there's an emergency. Keep clear routes so you can get ambulances in and out, police in and out, all that stuff. You know, this is just a good opportunity to sort of like take a real event and capitalize on it. I am a huge fan that if something is happening in real life, this is a great opportunity to use it as a test or to use it as a way to convince your bosses, you know, whoever's sort of managing your budgets that, hey, remember that thing I was talking about? This is why I asked for it. You know, yeah, sat phone is kind of expensive or a Starlink terminal is kind of expensive. It's expensive to keep, but it's priceless when you need it. And, you know, especially, you know, perfect example. So Starlink, the company that makes the pod runners, they also make a new setup that is, I think, Starlink and FirstNet. It's one of those, not a Colt, but these smaller cellular on wheels systems. they're expensive, but they are, you can buy them through grant funds. Our state just got a few of them. I got to see one at the Vermont Preparedness Conference. Our USAR team just got some Starlink kits. I think it's actually from the same company. And they're essentially two Pelican cases, which is amazing. When I first got into emergency management, like the smallest setup I saw was probably the Red Cross used to have this awesome like beast mode comm trailer that or comm truck. It was like a Suburban or an Excursion, and it had everything in that one compact unit. And then there was the Verizon Thor, which is another one that's kind of compact. But the only time I've ever actually used a system in the field was with the FEMA MERS, which are the huge trucks that, you know, have all the capability. So again, thinking if you have a major event that you're planning for, maybe start asking for that stuff ahead of time. Your CSTs, civil support teams, the National Guard units, have communication capabilities. Most of them have, I think all of them actually, because it's a standardized equipment list. They have a communications truck that can basically cross patch any frequency to any other thing. I mean, you could literally, I think, run a radio through a landline network, you know, connected to that thing. But even as a single, you know, small shop, you can buy Starlink terminals now that a person can throw in the back of their, you know, vehicle or carry. And they're kind of expensive, but they're also heavy. They're like 50 pounds, I think, something along those lines. But you could set up a communications terminal very easily, which is not something you could do in the past. So again, just as we're going through this real world event, make sure you're capturing everything that is going wrong and try to use it so that the next time you do better. So take notes. I might just try to jam this out real fast. It'll be a rough edit, but I think these are opportunities where you don't get a lot of situations where everyone's affected, and you can basically immediately say like, hey, this is why I have my job. This is why you pay me. This is why I exist. And we need to get through this. So take advantage of it. And if you have any, pass on what your experience was. It's 9:42 East Coast time, and it's on February 22nd. So maybe this gets worse before it gets better. Maybe I'll record another episode where I'm like, all right, everyone, I'm in the bunker. We're out of food. I literally just got like 500 pounds of beef, so I'm probably not out of food, but things are not good. The world has fallen apart. But more than likely, I'm going to be slightly irritated that, you know, I couldn't check the websites that I hate so much and wish I could cut myself off from. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll just take advantage of this. It's nice when you kind of are forced to disconnect from your phone. So anyways, quick episode. What are your experiences? Send them in the comments. Let me know. What are your solutions? You know, I'd like to hear how people are dealing with this or dealt with this at this point, depending on when this comes out. And then what are you doing for your solar eclipse planning? Because again, we're getting close. I think it's April 8th. And we need to make sure that those plans are sort of finalized. Today would have been, hopefully you have your plan mostly done. Today would have been a great day to sort of be like, all right, let's test our comm out plan and our PACE plan. I don't know if I brought that up before. PACE, primary, alternate, contingency, emergency. Highly recommend using that. It's something that came out of the military originally. I'm actually seeing it a lot more in the civilian side. But basically, primary is your everyday. I did talk about this. Yeah, primary is your everyday thing. Remember, alternate is your kind of thing that you use somewhat regularly, but it's not your first go-to. Your contingency is some probably piece of equipment that you have that you haven't used in a while, the sat phone, the Starlink, whatever, you know, setup. Maybe it's SOS, the iPhone satellite system. And then emergency, you are all out of options and you're going back to, you know, runners or you know, smoke signals, some way to sort of get a message out where all of your typical infrastructure has failed. All right, that's it. Quick episode. Thanks for listening. Subscribe. Tell me what you did. I want to hear it. And maybe we will talk tomorrow. I'll set up another episode tomorrow to see how we all got through the big outage and what the impacts are. You know, I'm hoping that this is just an inconvenience, but it does sound like 911 is affected around the country, which means this could be a lot worse for other folks than I'm feeling, because I'm, like I said, I'm pretty fortunate. Right now I got full bars and everything appears to be working. And I'm getting text messages from people saying like, whoa, this is crazy. But that's the reality. So, yeah, let's talk later. See you. Bye.